إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عباد الله اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Today's khutbah inshaAllah is on the topic facing the problems of life. Life, as we all know, is a series of problems. Our ability to lead a harmonious life depends on our ability and skill in solving the problems and challenges of life. If we are currently living in happiness without any worry on our minds, then it is almost guaranteed that sometimes in the future, perhaps sooner than we realize, we will be faced with some problems, big or small. We have to be prepared for such problems, and we have to be able to deal with them as and when they arise. Several verses in the Quran make reference to the trials and tribulations of the world, indicating that the occurrence of problems is part of life. However, there are other verses in the Quran which give solutions on how to cope with these problems that life presents to us. The most important tools that we use to solve life's problems are patience, perseverance, and prayers. There are several verses in the Quran which make reference to the value of applying these tools in order to attain success in this world and in the hereafter. The Quran, addressing the believers in Surah Al-Baqarah, states, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ O you who believe, seek help with patience and prayer. Surely, Allah is with those who are patient. We also have in the same surah, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ And seek help through patience and prayer, and it is indeed hard, except for those who are humble. In ayah number 200 of Surah Al-Imran, we have, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Which means, O you who believe, be patient, compete with each other in patience, and be on the alert, and be mindful of Allah in order that you may succeed. These and many other verses in the Quran are filled with hope and assurance from Allah, who in His infinite mercy and kindness assures us that He is with those who act with patience and perseverance. Any difficulty, hardship, problem, or calamity becomes bearable. It becomes tolerable by using patience and perseverance and by placing one's trust and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand that part of our being in this world is that we will be tested. Allah says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, which means you will surely be tested in your possessions and in your personal selves. We do not know when we will be tested, how we will be tested, and how severe the test will be, and for how long it will last. Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. Allah knows what we can bear and what we cannot. That's why He says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسَعَهَا, which means Allah does not burden any soul with more than it can bear. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us courage and hope when He says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, which means surely with hardship comes ease. No matter how long or severe the problem is, it has to end. That is definite. This is what gives us courage. This is what inspires us to put all our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to patiently persevere, for relief may be just around the corner. When we are faced with problems in life, such as financial problems, marital problems, health problems, family problems, and other problems, we have two choices. Either we seek Allah's help through patience and prayer, placing our implicit faith in Him while trying our best to resolve the problems within the divine guidelines, or we take the shortcut and fall prey to the whispering of the shaitan and land ourselves in further trouble. Because it is during the times of difficulty and weakness that shaitan is most active and tries very hard to influence us to his evil ways. We are all aware that shaitan had taken a vow in front of Allah when he said, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. What did he say? He said, then I will come at them from their front and their back, from their right and their left, and you will find most of them, they are ungrateful. May Allah protect us from the whispering of the shaitan and from acting on his evil thoughts which he keeps whispering in us. May Allah guard us. Now further, we have to understand that dealing effectively with our difficulties and problems also requires appropriate emotional control. We have to accept realities. We have to chart out a course of action and finally take preventive measures to keep future problems at bay. Thus, arming ourselves with right intellectual, mental, and spiritual strategies to pass through these phases can help us to tackle the problems. Let us briefly go through these steps, starting with the emotional response to a problem. An emotional response to a difficulty or calamity is quite normal and also human. However, emotions have to be managed and channeled appropriately. Otherwise, they can manifest negatively within our personalities and affect our lives in general. Research also confirms that emotionally reactive individuals confronting even relatively minor challenges in life, they become prone to increased physical problems and diseases. One potential way to channel their emotions is to act them out uncontrollably and irresponsibly. In such situations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to exercise patience and to conduct ourselves with calm and composure. In other cases, people vent their feelings and emotions by making their lives appear as a pathetic, sad story, a tearful saga, which then leads to the development of a negative mindset, a victimized mindset. We may not realize it, but believing that our life is worthless, it may be the weight, it may be the anchor weighing us down and preventing us from moving forward. So we have to be very cautious and careful of how we control our emotions. The emotions, they should be tempered with positive thinking and a strong faith. This will put us on the right path to get out of our difficulties faster. There is also the question of divine decree, Allah's divine will. When facing difficulties, our weak faith, our weak iman, it can sometimes drive us to question the fairness, to question the justification of all that is happening to us or all that is going against us. In this context, we should remind ourselves that believing in Al-Qadr, which means the divine decree, is one of the pillars of the Islamic faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا, which means no misfortune happens either in the earth or in yourselves that is not set down in writing before we bring it into existence. So this has to be a part of our belief. As part of this belief, we should recognize that Allah does what He wills for reasons that are only known to Him. Any attempt to comprehend with our limited minds His wisdom, or to understand how our current situation fits in His overall plan and design and scheme of things, it can only lead us to erroneous conclusions. Another trap that many of us fall into has to do with using the if-only logic. Very often, our minds tell us, if I could have done such and such, then this would not have happened. We see an example of this during the Battle of Uhud, when many Muslims had died. This incident of the Battle of Uhud, in which many Muslims had died, it gave an opportunity to the hypocrites to question the divine decree. And they began to argue that had these people who died, had they listened to us and not gone in the battle, they would not have died. But Allah refutes their claim. And what does Allah say in the Quran? لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَىٰ مَزَاجِعِهِمْ. Even if you had remained in your homes, those for whom death was decreed would certainly have gone forth to the place of their deaths. Now this further goes to show that what Allah decrees is inevitable. Any attempt to imagine a different outcome based on different actions that we could have taken in the past will only increase our frustration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against falling into such trap. In a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anything befalls you, do not say, if I had only done such and such, then such and such would have happened. Rather say, Allah has decreed, and what He wills, He does. For if only logic, it only opens the work of the shaitan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم والسائر المسلمين والمسلمات واستغفروه. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. Now, having accepted Allah's decree and after getting over any emotional challenges, the next step involves taking the right actions to get us out of problems and difficulties. Although Allah's decree is ordained, there are things which we can do beforehand to influence the outcome of our efforts and thus prevent problems from piling up. First, we should remember and never forget that Allah has provided us with a free will. Allah has provided us with a free will and has gifted us with faculties to think and act. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated, while we should fully trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should tie our horse first, meaning that we should take all steps and use all our God-gifted faculties and exercise due diligence to overcome any problems that may come our way. This requires that we take time to define the problems and difficulties that we face with increased clarity. This is bound to yield better results because we become more clear about the outcomes that we desire. Now, these tasks should be followed through to the end with patience and perseverance. Now, there are cases in which we are confused and we fumble to make choices. What should we do? Whether this step is to be taken or some other step is to be taken. Now, in that case, we should exercise the use of the istikhara prayers. Very important. The text of the dua recited in the istikhara prayers, it clearly reflects our plea to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the desired decision work in our favor. And if it is not good for us, then to ward it off from us. So I would recommend that we start getting into the habit of offering the istikhara prayers to be able to rely on Allah and know what He wishes well for us. It's very important. In this way, we consciously put our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. Now, in conclusion, and to summarize, here are the main points of what has been humbly stated. We have to keep in mind that our life in this world is but a short journey. All of us here are on a probation. Each and every one of us has to undergo various trials and tribulations, various successes and failures. When faced with afflictions and troubles, we should seek advice from the Quran and the Sunnah for divine guidance. We should pray to Allah and place our trust in Him. We should learn to have sabr, patience. When sabr enters the heart, then the mind and the heart are in balance. And the body takes on a new focus, a new determination, a new will to strive and persevere on seeking solutions to the problems that face us on an individual level, community level, and global level. We have to effectively channel or channelize our emotions, maximize the use of our God-gifted faculties, and above all, have strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to attain the wisdom that life demands from us to get through even the most difficult challenges. It is important to bear in mind that we should remember Allah both during good times and difficult times. So we pray to Allah to give us the strength and the courage to bear the trials of this world with patience and perseverance, to forgive us our shortcomings. We pray to Allah not to place on us a burden that we cannot bear, and to be merciful, especially on the Day of Judgment, when every soul shall be summoned in front of Him individually to give an account of its earthly existence. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.